Hi, I'm Thomas from Athens. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM ATRA.
You've tuned into WGXC's 10th anniversary pledge drive, and we have all sorts of special events all this month, live performances and more. Like at 8 p.m. February 18th, tune in, live performance from composer and filmmaker Phil Niblock from the Old Stone House in Brooklyn. Or Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m. February 20th, tune in DJ Liam Tiger Singer, who runs High Low Cafe in the Avalon Lounge in Catskill, and he'll broadcast a set of warm music for cold months live from the Avalon Lounge at 1 p.m. February 20th with Ambient House, Tropical Melancholia, Indie Pop, Spoken Word, and more. Then at 8 p.m. Saturday, February 20th, tune in to William Hooker's Chimes, streamed live from Roulette Intermedium in Brooklyn. Chimes is a new work directed and composed by the American jazz drummer and poet William Hooker. That's at 8 p.m. February 20th on the radio at WGXC.org. Then tune in the WGXC 10th Anniversary Pledge Drive 2020 Programmer Awards from 7 to 9 p.m. Friday, February 26th on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. And please consider becoming a sustaining supporter to make sure this type of radio stays on the air for another 10 years. Keep Creative Community Radio on the air for another 10 years at wavefarm.org/donate during the WGXC 10th Anniversary Pledge Drive.
At last, a do-it-yourself fallout shelter from
Survival.
A shelter that will adequately protect you and your family from the devastating effects of
nuclear fallout and falling debris.
A Survive-All shelter is engineered and designed for simple assembly, takes just a weekend's time, and is civil defense approved.
Survive-All basement-type shelters are FHA approved. No money down, up to 5 years to pay.
Learn how easy it is to assemble a Survive-All do-it-yourself fallout shelter today.
The time is now. Protect your family against atomic attack and deadly nuclear fallout. See a Survive-All shelter today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Shea Masterson of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Kenneth C. Crowell II is reporting for the Times Union on the latest details to emerge concerning the late-night brawl over the July 4th weekend at the Kinderhook home of gym owner Alan Rosentrach and County Sheriff's Deputy Kelly Briscoe Rosentrach. Local business owner Harold Handy was allegedly assaulted at a holiday party, suffering injuries that sent him to the intensive care unit at Albany Medical Center Hospital during the early morning hours of July 5th. However, after Briscoe Rosentrach's colleagues in the sheriff's office responded to the scene that night, they told their superiors the man injured in the fight was not severely hurt and that partygoers were too drunk to be interviewed, according to deposition testimony taken by state police. Then, Lieutenant Lewis C. Bray III told the State Police Special Investigations Unit on August 10th that Sergeant Peter Krzyzewskow, commander of the overnight shift, called him at 2 a.m. July 5th to report an assault at Deputy Kelly Rosenstrach's residence. A 911 call sent deputies and the emergency squad to the residence at 1:27 a.m. Bray said in his deposition, and I quote, "He told me that there was a gathering there and that someone was assaulted. He told me that the rescue squad was tending to the victim, who was uncooperative and intoxicated," end quote. Now, Captain Bray said, based on the information he received, there was, and I quote, "nothing severe," and that no one was in any condition at this time to aid in the investigation. "I instructed Sergeant Krzyzewskow to have the deputies conduct whatever initial investigation that they could at that time and to get contact information for everyone that was present, end quote. He added, and I quote, I also told him that patrols would follow up with the victim once he sobered up and received any needed medical attention, end quote. Later that day, Bray said Sheriff David Bartlett told him Handy was in the ICU. Bray then contacted Sheriff's Office Senior Investigator William Foster to start an investigation on either July 6th or July 7th. Bartlett, who is running for re-election this year, said the case was properly handled. Maria Harborfield, professor of police science at the John Jay School of Criminal Justice in Manhattan, said the case demonstrates the challenges facing police agencies in small towns. Harborfield said, and I quote, we have all these police departments where everybody knows everybody, where it's hard to investigate your own, end quote. Harborfield said an officer who would have to determine whether a person is too intoxicated to be interviewed is compromised in making that decision if it involves a coworker. And I quote, the best thing is to immediately notify an external agency, end quote. After State Police Investigation Unit took over the case, the Rosenstrachers, Brian Hagg, an IRS law enforcement agent, and Corey Gaylord, a contractor, were each indicted on felony counts of second-degree gang assault and first-degree unlawful imprisonment and accused of restraining and attacking Harold Handy during the party. All four face additional charges. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Noah Zweifel is reporting for the Altamont Enterprise. Burn Town Clerk Anita Clayton announced this week that she will not seek a third term in November. Clayton, a Democrat, has worked for the town in various positions for 20 years. Clayton made the announcement in a letter to the Enterprise wherein she also blasted the town Democratic Committee for a, and I quote, demeaning, end quote, candidate interview, an allegation that committee chairman Kevin Crozier denies. While denying conversation was a factor in her decision to resign, Clayton described the experience as an interrogation. She said the committee asked her to denounce the current majority Republican administration, which was sworn in on January 1st, 2020, is the lone Democrat on the now four-member board following the sudden resignation of Independence Party member Matthew Harris in early 2021. Clayton wrote, and I quote, over and over, I was asked to denounce the current administration. What does that mean to denounce someone? It means to condemn, criticize, attack, censure, revile, and vilify someone. That is not who I am, nor is it the role of the town clerk to engage in this kind of behavior toward elected officials of the town, town employees, or town residents, end quote. No one involved in the interview would provide details of the questions asked, only to say that all candidates were asked the same questions and that the questions regarded, and I quote, open government transparency, and issues that have been kept from townspeople, end quote. Crozier maintains that Clayton refused to answer questions during the interview, a charge she denies. A link to Clayton's resignation letter to the editor can be found on the WGXE newsroom page, and you can read more in the Altamont Enterprise. Kenneth C. Crow II is reporting for the Times Union. The New York State Police are investigating a hate crime involving racist language carved into a wooden post at the Copec Falls State Campground. Trooper A.J. Hicks, a spokesman for Troop K, said February 19th, and I quote, we've investigated numerous leads, end quote. The hateful messages was carved in the post in mid-November, according to troopers. Investigators have interviewed numerous people who were at the Taconic State Park campgrounds on Route 344 along the state line with Massachusetts and Connecticut between November 13th and 15th. Hicks said investigators are looking for people who may have been at the campground that weekend. There are no cameras at the park, so investigators are pursuing additional leads by interviewing people who were there. The campground has 106 campsites and 18 cabins. Anyone who may have information or believe they can help are asked to call the state police at Livingston at 518-853-2893. Callers should say they are calling about case number 993-9088. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, a chance of snow showers mainly between noon and 5 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 31 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 15 degrees. And on Sunday, sunny with a high near 33 degrees. And Sunday night, a slight chance of snow showers after 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 18 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
At last, a do-it-yourself fallout shelter from
Survive All.
A shelter that will adequately protect you and your family from the devastating effects of
nuclear fallout and falling debris.
A Survive All shelter is engineered and designed for simple assembly, takes just a weekend's time, and is civil defense approved.
Survive All basement type shelters are FHA approved. No money down, up to 5 years to pay.
Learn how easy it is to assemble a Survive All do-it-yourself fallout shelter today.
The time is now. Protect your family against atomic attack and deadly nuclear fallout. See a Survive All shelter today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Scout of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
This is Brian DeWan. I leave my clock radio tuned to 90.7 FM so that when it goes off in the morning, the first thing I hear is WGXC.
Number
10.
Number
9.
Number
8.
Number
7.
Number
6.
Number
5.
Number
4.
Number
3.
Number
2.
Number
1.
James Toth performs as Wooden Wand and also as Jimmy Jack Toth, and has been releasing unreleased tracks as Jimmy Jack Toth. This is from Toth's Law Volume 4 out in 2021. The song is called Dilated Eyes.
Thank you.
potential for love in the gaps between push and shove, between the hawks and the little doves like you. Number 9, number 8, number 7, number 6, number 5, number 4, number 3, number 2, number 1.
Now let's head on a joyride with Bill McKay on guitar and Nathan Bowles on banjo and piano from their 2021 album Keys on the Drag City label. This is Joyride.
number
8.
Was Landing Takeoff from the 2021 album Dark Matrix from reedist Daniel Carter and pianist Matthew Shipp.
Number 7.
Next we hear 2021 music from Riley Walker. The song is Rang Dizzy from the Course in Fable album.
Final and free, on the corner, the book
monkeys were stuck laughing. Never brought, and I'm chewing on a Lucy. Dragon brain dream, make you choosy. Folks dodging, singing karaoke of credit. Blank center Roscoe, walls of your apartment. Square footage, with my hands and I am sightless. Dealer shuffles and gardens in the card deck. I'm wise, I'm so fried. Brain dizzy inside. F*** me, I'm alive. Cast iron curls up a thing for me. Presented to the crowd, remains invitingly. Sucker full, fossilized purple bruising. I inhaled pure carbon like a movie. Each Wednesday, load my boot up with a beast. State flag and newsprint, optics take the lead. Snapshot of love for winded by the breeze. Fake gas pump for photo opportunities. I'm wise, I'm so fried. Brain dizzy inside. Ship. We on a nickname basis, but social setting the lighthouse. I extend my hand to all probable possibilities that I may be baptized in seltzer made from glaciers. As cherry water runs down my spine, I recall coupon codes for minimum wage jobs. Unionized by labor kept in sheepskin. Saving up for tires that line up when you drive them. She was a real cool hand in the icy figure eight. My dreams were projected on national monuments. I sat alone wondering should I dose again or just break into song with Illinois flowers.
Here's a 2021 song from Hudson's Buke and Gase and So Percussion, who are partially based on the Bard College campus. The song is called Ancient Tool Gadget.
Number 5.
Here's the track Portent Signal Remapping from the 2021 album Losing Circles. This is Marcia Bassett, who also plays in Double Leopards, and Thomas DiMuzio. We'll be right back. That was Carm with help from Mouse on Mars with the song Scarcely Out from their 2021 album Carm.
Number two.
That was 2021 music from Matt Sweeney and Bonnie Prince Billy. The song's called Hall of Death.
Number one.